welcome to Archers of the North, where we have been practicing our archery, both long range and short range archery, which doesn't get a lot of credit. And we've been practicing being up in the North. We've been doing a good job. So I'm joined today so far by Jesse and Ice. I think we're without Kai for a little bit tonight. Fellas, how are we doing? What's up, everybody?
Mike, I'm doing a quick audio check. You can hear me?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, and then...
1, 2, 3. I think he's doing something now. Jesse,
yeah,
you're doing something
I did.
Right now. We can't
I said
hear.
Something
yeah.
that would have had to be bleeped, but then I had turned my mic
there
off. I'm
go.
Eating pizza, so I want to make sure I could turn my mic off, eat my pizza without the listeners having to listen,
he's
and
eating,
then...
He's eating some bleeping pizza, everybody. Some
bleeping pizza. Actually,
pizza.
This is a shout-out, but also a slight insult to my lovely, amazing partner, Annie. I have COVID, so she did a supply run for me. That's the shout-out. She was amazing. She got me groceries. You got to have people, you know. So that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She bought me a pizza without meat, and I'm starting to wonder if she knows anything about me. Because, like,
ooh.
I just haven't eaten a pizza without meat, like, by choice. I think ever, like in my life, in the history of me being like, you gotta have meat on pizza.
Wait, so you gotta describe to us what else is it?
Yeah.
Is it just
so,
broccoli and cheese?
You can go full review here if you want.
Rude. Okay, yeah. So it started out as a red onion and mushroom pizza, and that was it.
Okay.
Like I see where she was coming from. You know,
no, I don't see where she was coming from, to be honest.
My other thing is I asked for like those little Kraft mac and cheese like singles, you know, in the microwave, those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Because I'm not trying to be in my shared kitchen too much. And the only option they had were unicorn. So she got me unicorn Kraft mac and cheese, which is big plus.
Cute.
Big plus,
that's,
honestly.
That's touching, yeah.
Yeah. But so red onion and mushroom. And then I added more mushrooms because I love mushrooms. And I had mushrooms.
Yeah.
And
wait a second.
They're going to go bad.
So you didn't add any meat. You didn't add any like chicken or anything.
They go bad. I'm not done.
So
I'm
it's
not
a red
done.
Onion, mushroom, and mushroom pizza.
Red onion, mushroom, and mushroom.
Hold,
and then
the meat,
only
the
only meat I had was chicken tenders.
Tuna.
So we got cut up chicken tenders on there as well.
That sounds bad.
it looks like weird, and it tastes fine. Honestly, you know, like there's good and there's bad, and this is somewhere in the middle.
They say, you know, a thing about pizza where it's never bad. Wait, how's that phrase go? Pizza's like, I can't remember. Anyway, the
best day,
main outline.
The worst day of fishing beats the best day of work. Is that where you're going? Is that what you're going to say?
And good pizza. There's something about pizza. Yeah. There's a pizza thing.
Do the things you want to do until you can't do them. Pizza.
Can you taste, Jesse? Because that would change the whole. Maybe she just thought,
ooh,
as long as he can't taste, I might as well save him from heart disease. Or
the
whatever.
Thing is, I...
Jokes
I
on
would,
her, right?
I chicken would know fingers. If I can't taste, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, I think I've been tasting this whole time, but now as you say it, I'm eating.
My
like,
brain,
wait.
Your brain is just inserting random flavors into
mm-hmm.
your mouth.
Ooh. No. Mm. There was taste to that one. I tasted that
Oh,
one.
I can tell you for certain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Plenty of taste.
How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Don't know how to jump at once here. Wow. All right. My bad. For asking such a tough question. That's on me.
Look, you told me you're going to start with softballs this pod, and it just came out really firing. I wasn't prepared for it. You
that's,
know?
I, I'm
how
sorry.
Are you doing? Like,
yep. Yep.
Woo!
This is a tough interview. Yeah, if you want to leave the interview, that's I understand.
I'm going to get up and walk away. So I took my kids, my high school choir today. We took a tour of the two elementary schools in Merrill, which was super cute.
Cute.
And we performed for them and sang music with them and sang Row, Row, Row Your Boat all together because, you know, everyone knows that round. And anyway, it was a very fun time. It was kindergarten through fourth grade. So kindergarten through second grade is at one school, third and fourth grades at the other school. And, you know, I was doing the whole like play it up like I'm an idiot thing, which is what you do with kids, right? So you're like, okay, I got a serious question. How many of you ever in your life have ever laughed? And they're all like, me. And I'm like, no way. Anyway, it was a whole thing. It was a whole shtick. I was a big hit with the little kids. That's my one demographic that seems to really appreciate me in my fullness is like K through four. As soon as they hit fifth, sixth, they start to not like me as much. High school hates me. I mean, they're the worst. But the rest of them, the younger kids, just really nice. So anyway, actually, it was a very heartwarming day. The kids were cute. They sat cross-legged in their gym and watched us sing and sang with us. And it was a very fun day. So I'm doing well.
I feel like the hatred thing, it's like a parabola a little bit, where at the beginning kids love you, and then middle school kind of becomes this, you know, I almost swore there, but I'm trying not to. You know what I'm talking about. We've all been in middle school, and then you start to be like, wait, I'm allowed to enjoy things and people and be kind.
Well, yeah, middle school students, when I interact with them, tend to just not want to have fun. Like, it doesn't really matter what you want to do. They're like, no, I'm gonna be mad. You're like, okay, like, cool, I guess you can do that, I suppose.
I think it's just it's also cool, because if middle schoolers like you as a teacher, you probably shouldn't be teaching middle school. You probably shouldn't be a teacher then. You know, the things that you need to do to get middle schoolers to like you is, you know, it's probably like, you know, burn other kids' things in the classroom. They'd love that. You know, that's what kids like.
A good roast, too. Maybe do a roast. Maybe do like is there something that goes good with like a roast day, like a Tuesday roast day? And you like get up and roast all your kids. Like, that would be kind of fun.
Just start We have a teacher at our school who has had to have some talking to's, because there are kids who feel like he's actually making fun of them sometimes, and it's like, I thought you were 27, not 13. And that's not my favorite, so this is a bad idea, is what I'm saying. I'm doing all right,
so we're starting roast days next tomorrow at school. I'm gonna start roasting the kids. I'm not gonna tell them it's gonna happen. I'm just gonna start, be like, hey, happy roast day. Boom, boom, boom. Just rattle them off. Just really.
Welcome to Telling You You're Ugly Day with Josh Olson.
You're ugly. You're ugly too.
Boom.
You're
also ugly.
You're 190 pounds, and Gumby has a better body than you. No, wait, 90 pounds. I don't know what the number was.
190 is a very average weight.
That's actually a pretty normal amount of weight.
You're 175 pounds, and you look like a pretty average dude. Boom roasted. Next.
Boom roasted.
I like it. So Ice, you're going to have to say things about you. Well, this is just us, by the way. This podcast is just us vibing. Catching up, you know, just hanging out. We haven't chatted in a while. So, you know, you're welcome to skip ahead, but just like, actually we just chatted like very recently, but we don't know what the heck is going on. You know, we're all in different things. World's busy. World's crazy.
Funny side thing about that, Ice. So last time we caught up, we played some online, some online games. I just wrecked both of them. Ice and I moved on to Super Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you could tell, Ice, I was a tad loud in Super Smash Bros.
I was too. I know that you were talked to by your brother.
Yeah, well, so the thing is, again, I had COVID last. I guess I still have COVID. I don't know how you say that. I'm a COVID survivor.
Okay. Well, that seems a little tough. I can't remember how to say it.
COVID's my ex, is what I'm saying. COVID and I are exes.
Me and COVID split.
Yep, go way back. But it doesn't help that Friday I had been like, hey, is there any chance you could get me some ice cream because my throat hurts? And then Saturday, I asked my brother to go get me ice cream because my throat hurts. And then Saturday, just screamed at the mom when we play Smash Bros. And that was his text. He goes, seems like you're... And I was like, that's very fair.
It was the ice cream. The ice cream fixed it.
Thank goodness you got ice cream.
Yeah, I said, you did exactly what I needed. Like, what a magical ice cream that was. So
I was talking to a kid just yesterday saying that they needed ice cream because their throat hurt. So I'm wondering how many people I'm interacting with that have COVID. So that's fun. It's a fun little thought experiment.
You don't worry about that every day already?
I try not to. It's kind of paralysis otherwise.
Monday through Thursday. I take Friday off from worrying about it. But.
Yeah, so Sadie's very pregnant. We haven't chatted about this in a while. We're now nearing the point where people are actually guessing this will be the day that she, you know, goes into labor. Like, it could be any day. So it's kind of insane here, because I'm just prepared for my phone to ring at any minute while I'm at teaching, and for Sadie to be like, all right, we're going. And then I just have to leave, I guess. I've never really gotten a clear understanding what I'm supposed to do when that happens from the school. Like, I've gotten my like family medical leave, whatever. But am I just supposed to leave? I was like, all right, peace.
I think so.
It feels like what I should do, but also like that can't be the way the system works, right? I can't just leave the school.
Well, I think it would seem really like me if you told them. So I think you're just supposed to leave without saying anything. That's because
I don't want to draw too much attention.
You're make it about yourself. Walk out.
Now, pull aside your most responsible student and then just say, hey, you are going to be in charge.
You're the man of the house.
Oh, well, okay. Or the woman. That's kind of interesting.
No, it doesn't matter if what their gender is. They're the man of the house. That's the rules. Yeah, that's how all those conversations go.
Yeah, and then you have them be in charge and they can do whatever they want.
That's what I'll say to my son when he's born, by the way. It's like, you have to look after your mom now. You're the man of the house, even though he's like...
And then you'll just leave.
Yeah, so leave the hospital.
Don't make it about yourself. Just leave without telling anyone. It's the appropriate thing to do. It's the, honestly, the it's the respectable
now.
Thing
I'm
to do.
I'm the captain now. Who's the captain now? You're the captain now. I'll just start pointing
wow.
at people.
This is, we have some bad moments, and this is horrible radio. What's going on here?
You don't like
Josh,
the captain discussion?
Well, I think the just a bunch of quotes about, what is that movie again? Let's get into worse radio.
Captain,
what's that one called?
Captain Sully?
Yeah, it is. Sully.
That's what
is
it
that
is,
Tom
right?
Hanks?
Sully.
I guess Tom Hanks.
Is that
yeah,
really
Captain?
Oh, wow.
No, it's not the one about the bay, though, in New York. It's a different... No. It's Captain... No, it's Captain Phillips. I think it's called Captain Phillips. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah.
We
also, but they're both Tom Hanks movies, right? Tom
That's
Hanks.
Worse, by the way. This is worse than it was. We're making it even worse.
So
now
I
we're just naming
movie
Tom
this
Hanks
weekend.
Movies.
No, I'm changing it now. We just
was
watched
it Sully's
movie.
In Toy Story?
No,
Toy Story
it was,
2?
What was it, Blackwater Bay, maybe? That one on Apple Plus, where it's like a boat, where they're boats fighting.
I'm doing this podcast on my Samsung Galaxy S9, so that should clarify my thoughts on Apple Plus.
Good. So... there are a lot of thoughts about this movie. It was interesting. This is supposed to be in World War II, and what was fascinating is that they can communicate ship to ship, but hadn't apparently figured out how to communicate plane to ship or like good ship to ship. So they're just like flashing Morse code. They're like angling their ship so it's pointing at another ship to flash Morse code, which seems like not the most efficient way to communicate, but I guess that happened. I don't know. I guess I don't know if that's factual, but I'm glad enough to know Morse code is all I'm trying to say here because it seems super
wow.
confusing.
Ice, at what point in the story did you know that Josh was going to I'm going to know Morse code?
That was why this is good radio.
Yeah.
Good radio.
Yeah, this
right
is
there.
Good.
I'm we taking the listeners for a thing, for a pass.
Jesse, have you seen any movies recently? Any?
Yes. Flicks? I this is great. Thanks, guys. I just watched Moonfall. Have you guys seen...
No.
Is
movie.
One of those, like Skyfall. Is it who's the guy? James Bond.
James. No.
Yep.
Captain Falcon.
You're thinking of Tom Hanks in the movie Captain Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Captain.
No,
Sully.
It's yeah. So Moonfall is like a sci-fi thriller, which is like my genre. I love a good sci-fi. Love a good thriller. So if it's sci-fi thriller, it's beautiful and contains like someone I know.
Is the moon falling? Wait, no. Let me predict it.
Okay.
So they're taking a shuttle trip, they meaning astronauts, and they're going to the moon. This is future past. No, future without the moon landing. No, future when they realize the moon landing was faked all along. So they decide we're going to go to the moon. They go to the moon, and then they're almost there, and then they fall. There you go.
Give me one, too. So
yeah, this is good radio.
So it's Rain Wilson and he's chasing after a bus and it's like DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
And it's like DK Metcalf and he gets it and then he stabs it with his drumsticks.
Oh,
we got Kybe up in this hizzle.
Whoa.
Okay, Kai, wait, before you say too much, give us your guess for the plot of the movie Moonfall.
So it's gonna start and DK Metcalf's chasing down the Cardinals cornerback. And that's all I got for you there.
That was the whole movie. I love it.
Nailed it. Yeah. No.
Is that, so that's is a movie. We're talking about new movies that we watch. Moon movie in which the moon begins to fall out of orbit. So you were, Josh.
Ah, come on.
Close, kind of.
That was pretty close, too.
Yeah.
My main
annoyance is that while it was a sci-fi movie, they just didn't give a crap about the physics at all. Not even close. So basically, like, one of the big, like, major plot points is as the moon got closer, like, the gravity got more, or, like, which makes sense. But when the moon was, like, still, like, thousands of miles from Earth, things are being pulled off of the surface of the Earth and going up to the moon. And I'm like, that's just not how gravity works at all. The moon could be right next to me, and I'd still be on the Earth. Like, that's not how gravity works.
Bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was
in a tiny tin box and let me get sucked up to the moon. That's all I'm
saying. I was very bothered by that. I was like watching, and I was just, out loud multiple times, like, that's not how this works. And just in my room, 15 in a row.
I'm like, I'm sure Annie enjoyed that. I'm glad you weren't alone.
Yep. So I just was like, I was like, and that's the thing, like, if you're going to be a science fiction movie, I get, like, there's the fiction part, but there still is, like, half the still science. And a large bit of the movie wasn't even close to being correct scientifically. So that one rubbed me the wrong way, the least. But
one more connection to this, because this is, now we're past movies, but I started this book because, you know, reading. Right, kids? We get it. Reading. That was a big hit with the third graders today. I talked about reading, and they're like, oh, I know reading. Anyway, nice. Yeah, they love it. I'm reading this book, and the plot, similarly to Moonfall, is not about the moon at all, but about how the Earth starts rotating slower all of a sudden, inexplicably. Yeah, sorry. The Earth. We'll edit it in post.
Without expliction.
But the Earth is rotating slower day by day. It keeps slowing down, so the days and nights keep getting longer, and there's a gravitational effect and whatever else. So anyway, gravity, right? This is where we thought this was going to go. We're talking about gravity because we are a sports podcast. Right, Kai?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Ayo, nice.
You know where there's lots of gravity? The Met Gala. I just got back from there. Wicked fashion show. New York.
What was the theme this year? Is it a good theme?
New York Jets draft.
Oh, so it was a great theme, fellas. Mm-hmm. Woo, baby. Yep.
They had
we're an anti Met Gala pod, though, right? Like, actually, I don't know. I just hate it. I don't know if there's a thoughts on it. I just.
We're a Met Gala pod. I hate it. It's a funny. Yeah.
No, I said we're an anti Met Gala pod.
Yeah, the we to I change was very sudden there.
Oh, that's sure.
I'm neutral on the Met Gala. It impacts my life 0%. So I have no idea.
I just think anyone out there, if you want to hear a very interesting podcast about museums, Malcolm Gladwell, Revisionist History, does a whole series about museums and hoarding. And
So because of the Met itself, not because of the gala. It's because
a little bit of both. I also hate galas. But now it's the Mets Gala, so like it's like everything in one that I don't like.
The Mets Gala. I like that. Hey, Kai, remember when you were a fan of the Mets? Wasn't that you? Was that fun?
That was
I thought that was you, Josh.
That was not fun. Oh, no. I was a Mets guy.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of good this year.
They had a pitcher, huh? They had that one guy.
Kai's still following him religiously. Yeah, he's still a big Mets guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want more Mets content, I got you. A Met Gala, the person I met yesterday, right?
Like, oh,
hey, that's quality. Coffee Met Bagel. We can talk about dating apps. Mm-hmm.
Is that a dating app? Wait, that's the name of a dating app?
Well, it's Coffee Meets Bagel.
Yeah.
One gender is one of them, and the other gender is the other, right?
The males, right?
Mm-hmm. And the meat is the males. That makes sense. Together.
Yeah, you pour coffee on the meat and the bagel, and it turns into this luscious, luscious, sloppy mess, like all good relationships. I'm going to stop talking. Someone else say something, please.
Gender is one, and one gender is the other. This is a serious question. Is there, like, bagel and coffee then?
Or that's a good idea, just actually.
Call it all coffee meets bagel, and then there's just like a version.
What about cats and cats? Cat pets. Mm. What about coffee cat pets?
Cats meet cats.
I'm wondering if we're ever gonna. We're 18 minutes and 50 seconds in.
No one's listening anymore. So just.
I would not be listening anymore. To be clear.
Shout out my dad, Scotty O here. Big Scotty O shout out. He texted me. This made me laugh. I hope it'll make you guys laugh too. He saw that we posted a new pod, and he texted me. Is it good? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know how to answer that, if I'm being honest with you.
Only one way to find out.
Very much didn't want to listen to it. It was obvious he wasn't that interested, but he wanted to know if it was a really good one. I don't think he ended up listening to it. But Dad, if you're listening, this one is not good. So no, the answer
is too late.
No.
He knows we're 20 minutes in.
All right, what if,
he knows.
What if we like put a disclaimer that's like, the first 20 minutes is openly just, and then we go from there. You let them know that like there's stuff coming, because I do really want to. I'm watching James Harden attempt to beat the Heat right now. It's wild, absolutely wild. And I'd love to talk more about that, but we can maybe do a disclaimer like, hey, you probably won't like the first 20 minutes, but we'll probably
show
those.
Up on 20.
Really like it.
We're coming up on 20 right now. In 3 seconds, I'm going to ask you a question that matters.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. I can't wait.
All right, here we are. Jesse, how soul-crushing was the defeat? We have to go over it really quick, and then we'll change the subject.
So the only thing – here's what I will put. I'm trying to, you know, Pollyanna, which is surprising, you know, for you, Ice. The thing – A, this was never – to me, this was never a year. We were like – a low beer B team, beer team. I'm going to edit that one, huh?
You can't even say beer anymore.
No, we can't say beer.
I'm going to allow you to say beer.
Yeah, all right, vodka.
We were a low team this year.
Oh, you have to clear that, though.
Yeah, there you go. Forza 2026. I think it was about development. And do I think the series in which we tripled the record for the most fourth quarter double digit losses was a development series? Like, how it played out did really suck. But, like, I think that the Nets fan, it sucks more, right? Like, we're not even like the most tortured fan, you know? Like, yeah. I think if you're a Nuggets fan, the whole season sucks more as well, you know, because, like,
jazz.
So I think. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it might actually be fourth. That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
So, like, was it? Yes. Yeah. Very much. Clearly that. But the other side of things, the other Pollyanna I wanted to say, being a Warriors fan this year, it is so fun for all of these Grizzly fans to understand that they actually aren't that good of a fourth quarter team. It's just that we were a really bad fourth quarter team. You know. Like,
yeah, that's fun, huh? How
that
fun
sounds
is that?
Great. So I'm on the other side. So I'm on the other side, and I had to watch that series, and like I'm on the Grizzlies subreddit too, and like I try to consume a little bit of Grizzlies content. It was tough. Yes. It was tough during that series to actually like try and like see it from the other side, because all I saw was the Wolves just like. Oh my God! The Wolves were just doing everything they could possibly do to be terrible, and the Grizzlies were just playing normal basketball during the fourth quarter. And we were playing. That's how it felt, you know. Like, and then there were certain like clutch moments. Ja hit a huge three. Ja had obviously an amazing game winner in game five. But like, yeah, for me anyway, it was torture. So whoever picked the Grizzlies for me, like that did end up paying off a little bit as far as torture goes.
I think it might have been me, but I don't know.
Yeah. That's all I do is I try to torture whoever I'm picking for. I don't think you guys always do that, but that's what I do.
I do, for sure.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, like, all that stuff is good. And the farther removed we get from the actual series, the better I'll start to feel about the actual future and Anthony Edwards' development. Obviously, he was awesome.
That was awesome.
And like,
yep.
Right, yeah. And, like, there's a lot of good takeaways. It just sucks because it does feel like we could have won that series 4-1. And then it feels like we could have won that series 4-2. And it could have gone to game 7, and it would have been interesting, and I don't know what would have happened. And instead we lost 4-2. And just, yeah, tripling. I mean, that's the stat that I kept posting to everybody that I could send it to.
So much.
Was that it never, no team had ever blown more than one double-digit lead in the fourth quarter of the same series. And we did it 3 times. We were up in the fourth quarter 3 times.
I didn't watch it as intensely as you guys did, obviously, but did it feel like all the games were the same in terms of how you blew it? Or was it like a new variety of torture every game? Or did it feel like the same old, same old?
For me, it felt the same.
Yep. Nope, felt exactly the same.
That's what I kept saying. Yeah, that's what I kept saying to my high school friend who was also – I was texting Jesse and my high school friend and you guys, the chat. And that's what I kept saying to him. I was like, I've seen this already. I took a screenshot of my message, which is at like 9:30, which is in the middle of the second quarter or something like that. I was like – or no, it was at halftime. It was like, okay, we're up by 3. Okay, that's every half so far. Yeah. We're going to go nuts in the third quarter, which we did, and then we didn't, and then we ended up, you know, being up by 10. And then, okay, well, obviously now we know what's going to happen from here. And that was the same thing every time.
Well, it was insane, and I don't need to harp on it anymore, but it is insane to think about, like, winning so many quarters in that series. Like,
yeah,
you lost game 2. I think you lost every quarter of game 2 when they kind of ran. But every other game, I think you won all 3 quarters except for the fourth quarter. Like, that's just
or like
baffling.
We were winning. Yeah, like we were ahead at the end of each quarter. It was like the Bovada. You can go on Bovada and you can bet like quarter by quarter. So you can bet Wolves, Grizzlies. And that's what I should have done, honestly.
Yep.
That would have been so smart. But yeah, that's
like
what it was.
Four
every
straight
time.
Games. Oh my
god. Yeah, like plus like 5,000, and you just win $50 every time. Like that's probably not quite what it was, but yeah. I don't know.
So I don't ask this to be a jerk because I'm rooting actively against the Wolves. So this is me trying to be impartial here. Because you didn't have the highest expectations coming into this year, how much is it like something has to change going into next year, and how much is it I want to run this back because I think we'll be good enough to get over the hump?
No, it's for me, it's definitely run it back. Like everyone's young. I mean, like our average age is 24.6, so I'd love to see that at 25.6, and you know, see what happens there.
Science, yeah.
Like, you know, I think to me, like the biggest things we need to do is the only one Ice and I have talked about this is Cat is likely eligible for a supermax, and Quad. I don't know. Yeah. Having just gotten out of the Wiggins contract and having that cost us Kuminga and D'Lo. To then now sign
Wiggins.
That's what I said. Get out of the Wiggins contract. To then go into a new supermax with Cat. Just I don't know. I feel mixed. I feel like we have to. I feel like we will. And
I don't think
like,
we have a choice. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like we will. Like we're gonna sign him to supermax. That's a done deal. I just don't know the fan my thoughts on it yet. I'm gonna go with not happy.
See, what's funny, too, is, like, I actually think – so I'm coming more to terms with, like – so Cat came out, and he totally – oh, man, how do I – he pooped the bed.
Hey-o.
There we
he
go.
He totally – I mean,
that
that's what
close.
He did.
Whew.
Yeah, man. In the Clippers game –
he sees the sheets.
Yeah, in the Clippers game, which is the play-in game, he was terrible. And then in the first, like, two or three games, he was so bad. I mean, the first game, I think he was okay. And then, like, a couple more games, he was terrible. And then he kind of figured it out a little bit. And I mean, I don't think we have a choice. I think our future right now is Ant and Cat. But I think it's awkward because the problem that whole series, Cat gets a lot of the brunt of it because he was not good for the beginning. But he did have some good games, right? And he was literally being doubled every time he touched the ball. The problem is that, you know, Ant kind of made him pay, but like we have another max player who he averaged 12 points per game. I believe it was 30. He shot like 31% from the field. D'Lo did. And he shot like 20% from three or something like that. And that's across six games. He did not show up to one single game. He showed up to the Clippers game. He had like 30
or
something
game.
Like that.
Yeah. The playing game
was
awesome.
Yeah, he was fantastic, but and he's kind of hot and cold. But for this entire series, he was non-existent, and so I like we looked better in Game Six with Jordan McLaughlin on the field on the court. You know how it goes, and he so Jordan McLaughlin like closed out the game. Like the last Jordan McLaughlin was in for like at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then they put D'Lo in with like maybe like 5 minutes left, and they had to take him back out with like 3 minutes left to put McLaughlin back in. And he was better. he was just better than D'Lo was. And that's not good. So
what's D'Lo's contract? Do you know like how much?
I think he has 1 year left.
He's got like a fully guaranteed 1 year left, and then after 2023 he's done.
So it'll be awkward because it's like we did give up a lot. I know that we don't really want to think or talk about that as Wolves fans, but we did give up the 7th overall pick. We gave up Andrew Wiggins, who's not good, but he's contributing. And I don't think we should try to bring D'Lo back, but it's also like, what do we do? You know, and I think he'll want to come back. He likes it here. He likes Cat, all that stuff. I just don't know. Like, we can't commit a max contract to D'Lo. I don't think.
No, good God, no.
So I don't know what we do.
My other worry with this team is like, so we're definitely going to be like we're going to go as far as the Cat can take us. And like, I'm going through other good center guard pairings and the ceiling isn't great. Like Gobert and Mitchell, Jokic, I guess say Harden and Embiid, but like, let's not try to get Harden and Embiid to Cat and Ant, you know, like I just I don't know if a guard center combo is a winning formula in the NBA. I'm like trying to think of one that, like, yeah, Shaq, Kobe, that was a long time ago, and neither of these players are either of those players, you know. So like, yeah, like it feels it basically it feels like Cat aunt is like similar to like Luca and Porzingis. And
no,
that
I got,
wasn't.
I got two for you. We got Rajon Rondo and LeBron James for the bubble Lakers. And then we got Stephen Curry and Andrew Bogut.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
obviously the title.
Big centers. Yeah, big center contributors.
I would just like to say Cant. Cant is kind of a sad name, but also, I mean, it's there, so Cant.
As their couple's name, you mean? As the aunt. Couple's name, yeah. I think to wrap it all up though, I want to move on to the other series now. If that's all right, I think to wrap it up though, imagine how amazing the first episode of our like is going to be when we win four titles. This is like such a good.
Oh yeah.
The sound bites that I heard, all the takes, like this is we just set it up so easy for the first 15 minutes of our 30 for 30, like. This whole series is going out so beautifully once we have three rings. I'm just saying it right now.
I do. The last thing, I feel like too much is said about, like, team composition. I think that, like, we saw that from the Bucks last year, too. Like, a non-ball dominant, you know, 6'11 guy usually would not be the main piece on a title team, whatever it is. And that's not really always how it works. You know what I mean? Like, every team's different. There were never small guards that won until Steph won forever. You know what I mean? So, anyway, speaking of Giannis, the Bucks are up 1-0 on the Celtics, which is huge.
We all have our last things. Josh gets a last thing.
No, I don't have a last thing on this, but we're going to take a quick hop into this before I have the next series. I have a phone call I have to make, oddly enough, in the middle of this. So, we're going to take a quick break. I'll put an ad in here so you can hear about how awesome Anchor is, apparently. And then we'll be back and talk about the Bucks. I'm jacked up to do that. We'll see you in a little bit. And welcome back, everybody, after that fantastic ad break that only took a few seconds for everybody, I'm sure. No, Sadie is not giving birth right now. I'm not recording this live on the way to the hospital, although that would make a fantastic live pod. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm sure Sadie's cool with it. No work stuff. It's far more boring than I want to get into. So anyway, we're back to talk about the Bucks, which is super exciting. Like, really gross.
Hello?
Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Hi. Okay, that was good. Static came in and out. Did you guys hear that or no?
Ice.
I'm guessing it's coming from
Ice.
That is really not making any sounds right now.
That's funny. That's funny. Did you? So I also heard it, and I was just muted. Like, that was a separate thing. So, Jesse, did you hear it?
No, I switched off my Wi-Fi and went on to data because I'm about to go for a walk. Unclear what it was, but Ice, let's unpack this whole I was on mute intentionally thing, huh?
Yeah. I've been talking the whole time. I was talking about how we're having technical difficulties. I was going to go into an ad break, but anyway. Josh, I was 100% convinced that Sadie was going into
I know. Well, the way that I said it was consciously, I was leaving the clip.
I have a phone call I have to take. I will call you back from the car phone on the way to,
to the
Wausau Memorial Hospital.
I should have been less specific. You're right. So I remember on this podcast, nary a few weeks ago, right? Is that how you say that?
I think so, yeah.
I have no idea.
Someone asked me, are you scared of the Celtics? I think it was Ice, because Ice
is
that way sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
And I said, I'm scared of the Celtics if they beat the Nets. And what did the Celtics proceed to do? They swept the Nets. And I'm like, okay, I'm terrified. And we lost our second best player, Chris Middleton, third best, whatever. So we lose one of our top bucket getters and a good versatile defender. And we play the Celtics. We just swept the Nets. I have messages that tell you how down I was on this, what the series was going to be. I predicted Celtics in six. I sent in the Deer District chat that we have that I was fully on with the Bucks just like blowing game one because they tend to do that in playoff series. And then they came out and they just dominated the Celtics. Like, that was awesome. That was so much fun. I was completely taken back, taken by surprise. Jesse, are you breathing super heavily? You're like,
no, he's outside.
What this walk is doing to you is more.
Oh, does it sound like I'm breathing heavily? Oh, that's
it's just wind. It's just wind.
Hold on. Is it better now? I'm going to cover my mic.
Probably.
I guess so, yes.
They can still hear it a little bit.
I was super excited about game one. That was a dream. That was like the Bucks' dream scenario. We looked like the better team. We looked dominant. We steal home court back, and we normally start slow, and Giannis kind of comes into it. And now we're starting the series like full go. You can't bring me down right now until tomorrow night when we blow game. Right now, I'm all sorts of jacked up on the Bucks.
Yeah, Chris Middleton is a Buck or a Celtics killer too, right?
Yeah, that's like big his time thing. Celtics killer. Yeah, that's like all he's known for is just dominating the Celtics and also winning the NBA Finals. But he's for sure a Celtics killer. We played like a very good team without him, so I'm not exactly sure what that means. It's kind of the jaw thing where you're like, okay, I've been on the Chris Middleton's good train for a while, but now like Jamion Carter, we look pretty good with. So I don't know.
No, Bobby we're Portis, better with Bobby him. Portis is also very good. So that's good.
Huge lineup. Our lineup, the lineup we started with is basically three centers. We have Bobby, who played center for us most of the season. Giannis, whose best position is as like a small ball center, and Brooke Lopez, who is just a huge, huge human being. And then we have Wes Matthews, who's like a big three guard basically. And Drew, who's like he's just a muscular point guard. He's just like all muscle. So we're trotting out this like monster lineup, which is awesome.
Bucks Warriors would be hilarious. Just like I want a round where you guys play that lineup and the Warriors play their like Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, yeah. I want to see that's the closest we're going to get to our all guards versus all centers thing happening in an NBA finals. So I want to see it. I want to see what happens. I think I'd slightly favor the Warriors there, but I don't know, man.
No chance.
Really? Those five versus the other five?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if you swap out Wes for Chris, then we're in some weird territory.
Right.
If you go Drew, Chris, Bobby, Giannis, and Brooke, that's a pretty. I might favor the Bucks, but with Wes, I just don't think he'd be able to hang with all those guards. I don't think he'd be able to switch.
I was just saying he favored the Bucks in that scenario.
No, I would. Yeah. I mean, I probably if they beat the Celtics and then I guess the Heat, probably yeah.
But, oh, absolutely no way. They would pick and roll. You get either
the
Bobby.
Suns are gonna win anyway.
You get over my Warriors. Oh, like, we can get into that. We can get into that for sure. You're just mad because we just dismantled you.
I'm not worried
about
it.
That's fine.
Grizzin 4.
It's not national TV.
Grizzin 4 is the boldest call of the pod so far. Actually, no, I think the boldest was when Kai said the Heat would beat the Pelicans or whatever. He had an East-West crossover in his round one. I remember that one.
Yeah. All this to say, the Bucks are doing what they did last year when things really click and go into the finals, which is we were bigger than a lot of teams and we just wore them down. We were just more physical than them. Like that was the PJ Tucker, Brooke Lopez, Giannis starting three. Like that just like it just kind of crushed teams. So to be able to have ourselves set up like that now, this early in round two, where we're like, yeah, we're bigger than you and we're stronger and we're gonna hit you. Like that was pretty cool. I'm excited to see how that keeps developing. The Celtics are gonna find ways to, you know, really kind of crush that. This is so loud.
I got it. Yeah, we have to acknowledge it for the listeners because the listeners are like, when are they gonna say it again?
All right, see, the thing is, I can't hear a thing. Like it doesn't come on my end at all. So
I'm not sure we have any listeners anymore at this point.
So how many minutes do I get to say this pod's been bad? Like 37? Like what's the minute they can come back to it?
We're walking back home. Two more blocks, and then we'll be not doing this anymore. So,
the thing I have to say, Kai would say he sent it in the chat, is that we need to give Brooke some love. The Celtics shot 53 pointers in the game one. I think that's because the Bucks are giving them open three pointers. And yeah, so yes, congratulations, you person who box score watches. But also, the Celtics attempted like 10 shots at the rim the whole second half because they just couldn't get to the rim because we're just huge. Because you get past Giannis, or let's say you get past Wes on a pick and roll. Then you get Brooke on the strong side and Giannis on the weak side. Like, they're just so long. So, I mean, they're just always there. So that was super fun to watch, just like completely shutting off the painted area. Brooke's nuts that way. Brooke, we missed him for, what, 70 games this season? And we needed him to be at our best. That was what we knew from day one. And now that he's back, I feel really strongly about the Bucks' chances of being another lockdown, like in the paint defense. It was super fun to watch.
This is me, Josh. Now that you've listened to part of my take a little bit, you'll know when I just say things that they say. But this is me doing that. Did you see how two pointers the Bucks made? The Celtics made. And you can if you know it. Let Jesse just guess it.
I don't know. So Jesse, you guess okay. first. But
how many 2-point field goals did the Celtics make in that game?
So they shot like 20 for 50 from three, something like that.
18 for 50, something like that.
Okay, so that's 54. Yeah. That's 54 points. I think I'm gonna go with they made 11 twos. Lock it in.
That's insane. I like Josh, your math brain for that. I'm gonna go higher. I'm gonna go 16, but also that's an insane.
You both busted out. You don't win. The Celtics 2-point field goals.
I was gonna say the least they've ever made
in like any game. I think that's what they said on Part of My Take. And you guys don't know, so it's fine.
Yeah, they could be anything.
That's insane. Yeah.
It's so good.
Insane how close my guess was, too.
Yeah, it wasn't though, because you were over. Yeah. You were over.
Price is Right rules.
I just feel like I got no credit to be within one. That's fine.
I mean,
really what the Bucks have going for us is Drew Holiday is dominant at the point of attack. Wes is chasing all over the place. And then we just let the big guys hang back. And you're like, yeah, go ahead. Like, pass it out to Pritchard for an open three. Like, cool. We'll let him shoot like six threes, whatever. Pass it out to Al Horford for a top of the break three. I think he shot like 10 of them. Like, cool. Congrats on your, you know, 4 of 10 that he's going to shoot. We're just going to not let you get to the rim. And it was super fun. And it's not going to last the whole series. There's going to have to be adjustments, but that was a super fun way for that to go. I couldn't imagine a better start to the series.
I think if Al Horford shoots 40% from three, that's okay.
I think he might have because they're wide open. I mean, he's running picks and pick and pops with Tatum. And we're like, yeah, okay, you can shoot it from the top of the break, Horford. Like, that's fine. Go ahead. We will let you do that more possessions than we won't. That's what the Bucks are willing to sacrifice.
That feels fair. Yeah, it's a very dominant. I was very surprised. I unfortunately am always on the wrong side of the Celtics train. Like, I was very anti-Celtics when they were playing the Nets. And then I was I'm going to do Celtics in six over the Bucks. And I really can't get a read on this team. So I'm back to hating the Celtics. Nice. So cool. They're winning game two. They're winning game two for sure.
Oh, shoot.
And so that's not what you wanted, Josh. You wanted me to still believe in them.
Yeah.
I don't believe in them anymore. I'm going back to my original take that they are bad. Not bad. I think they are very overrated. I think I see you looked at their 538 recently. Can't be as good, right?
No, it's much, much lower. It turns out being down in a series will do that. Today, for that exact same – for that reason, I was like, I wonder – this is the time where it would drop huge, and it did. I think the Suns are at 30%. I think the I'm trying to remember. You can just look it up. But the Celtics are not higher than the Bucks anymore, but it's, like, really close still. So, I don't know, man. That game is a good sign that maybe the Bucks will just win. So, we'll have to see what happens.
It was fun. There are going to be adjustments. The Celtics are still a really good team. The part of being physical is the Celtics were really beat up at the end of that game. Like, Robert Williams, I think, got kicked in the nether regions, maybe, on, like, a drive. So, he was, like, hunched over in pain. Marcus Smart had, like, a shoulder pop out or some leg thing. Like, it seemed like all the Celtics players were in pain at the end of that game. I'm not going to root for injury, but we made them feel us a little bit. Like, yeah, we're big, strong guys. We big, tough Milwaukee-born cheese curd eaters, you know? That's what we say in Milwaukee.
All of them are born there. That's what's surprising about the Bucks is every player was born in Milwaukee.
It's surprising that people don't bring them up more, honestly. Like,
right. Like a Giannis, his name is like Greek, but he's actually a Buck.
Born in Milwaukee.
Oh, please. The names in Wisconsin are like, you know, Washika, Shakopee.
Ooh,
Is Giannis that much different? Is it that much different?
It's a very Native American thing we're going for here. This is
what I'm saying is all foreign names sound the same. Am I right? Are we all on this together? Are we all in this together?
Jesse's really hoping the Kansas City Chiefs, keep their name because
Indians and Guardians crap.
We got the Guardians and the Commanders.
We could probably just
cut that whole thing, huh?
Yeah, let's just. Hey, someone took over my mic, but I'm back. What were we talking about? Younger brother, but I'm not going to name which one because that's me.
No, Davey just screamed obscenities. It was crazy. Anyway.
So NBA is happening. Philly and Miami is happening right now. And so the winner of this game will play the Bucks when the Bucks inevitably sweep the Celtics. I'm fully in on this Celtics-Bucks thing. And Joel Embiid fractured his orbital. Anybody want to clarify what we're talking about here? I don't know what we're talking about.
He broke his face, basically. Yeah. He got elbowed in the face, and then he also had a mild concussion, which, like, mild, you know? Like, just get over it.
Yeah, what is it? So, like, the thing is, like, yeah, mild concussion implies there's, like a aggressive concussion, which no one has ever said before because maybe we don't want to say it, but, like...
Oh, but we all know it. We all know it, though.
Yeah, is there another version? Is there, like, a much more aggressive... Like, we've never talked about, like, a sustained 2 concussion, right?
Yeah, you're right. This? Like the strain of your MCL, we get in all these different stages.
Yeah, you.
But your brain bleed is just it's just bleeding or it's not. That's the only thing. You got blood in your head, or you don't. Those are two options. Like mild seems like we're trying to make him feel bad.
But I'm seeing that Kyle Lowry's not playing this game. I'm box score watching. That's just what I do. So what's going on there? I mean, like, I don't know. It's a close game. It looks like.
I think it's because he's hurt still, or did he play and came out?
It definitely is because he's hurt. It's not a rotational thing. They didn't decide Kyle Lowry didn't deserve in the rotation. I'm noticing Jimmy Butler didn't play in game 5, but they won, so obviously it made sense to sit him.
Well, it was what they did with Kemba Walker with the Knicks this year. They're like, he's healthy, but he's just out of the rotation. Most teams don't do that, right? Am I saying this correctly? That most teams, I don't feel like, don't come out and say, hey, this guy's not playing for the next couple months because he's not in the rotation. But that's what the Knicks did this year.
Well, I think it depends on the level of that player. Like, come out and tell us that Okogie's healthy but not playing. Like, because we get that.
Okogie, man.
I love Okogie. I love Okogie. But as a reference, versus a Kemba Walker type, you come out and say that because, especially, like, I think if you're making more than $15 million, and are a healthy scratch, you maybe mention it in the news.
Like Kyle Lowry tonight. Like they'll have to address the Kyle Lowry thing for tonight.
And Kyle Lowry.
He's just not a matchup fit. It's not a Sixers.
We would be better without a good guard on
with
the
Max,
floor.
Max Struess is our guy.
Struess.
In the modern NBA, Struess. We just didn't see why we would play a good guard.
Max Struess, born from Milwaukee, oddly enough. The only Milwaukee-born player not on the Bucks.
Struess.
It is Struess.
Definitely Struess, and now you're the racist. So look at that.
Well, I think it's just mostly that that shows that I have not watched a Heat game at all. So there we are.
Had any eye socket issues before? I don't know what this is going to talk about. Mine's more important. So have any had any eye socket? I don't know. This feels to me like far more serious than we talk about, because I feel like your eyes, like if there's a socket issue, like your eyes can just fall out of your head. I don't know if we're all on the same page with this, but that's a pretty serious thing, right? That happened in an NBA game, and a guy's eye fell out of his head.
That's true, actually. It didn't fall out, but it got poked. Yep, well, that's what happened. Okay, did you look it up after you heard them say that on Part of My Tick? Did you look it up?
No, it was
pretty crazy.
I couldn't stomach it.
It was crazy.
Joel Embiid might come back and his eye might fall out. Like,
we need to go back. Can you actually see someone's eye fall out on TV?
Not fall out, but it gets poked and then it, like, I don't know how to describe it. Everyone should look it up. I don't remember the guy's name. It's like clear that the someone's finger like went under like the eye, and the eye is like by itself, as far as like you can't, it doesn't have a lid for like just a second, and then it's normal again. And I don't remember, I wish I knew the guy, I'll just look it up.
And yeah,
you can all
so
find it.
All this to say, your orbital fracture, it feels like something you wouldn't want to come back early from when you break the thing that's holding your eye in place. Well, maybe it's just me.
He already did in his career. He like had an orbital fracture in the regular season like last year, and it was a 3-week recovery for that one.
Oh, yes.
But he also had like face surgery, and they're not have face surgery this time.
Oh, they're just gonna let him be kind of loosey goosey in there. Just let him kind of feel it move around, you know.
Get all I think you have absolutely no idea what an orbital fracture is. I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now. I think.
Well, I started with that. Yes, to be very clear, I don't. That's why I asked right from the beginning.
But,
I had no idea.
Yeah, so I believe what an orbital fracture is. Let's unpack that word fracture. It means the bone that like surrounds the eye socket has fractured.
Sounds like your eye's just sitting there now. Like there's nothing holding it in.
I don't know. It just disappears entirely. Where does it go?
Your eye's just sitting there. Yeah. What happens to your eye when you like run?
Speed will retake the court when he has to stop manually holding his eye into the eye socket.
Now he's playing. He's playing righty with his left hand holding his other eye. He's just gonna go one hand. Because
we tried to get all of the heat to play beer in hand as well to compensate for his eye in hand, but they would not.
Are we good? We're good on it. Yeah, beer in hand's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Beer is NA.
Eyes are weird. Oh, this reminded me. Sorry. No, I'm not going to bring it up. Never mind. Not worth it.
What I was going to say when you interrupted was I actually, like, even though they're down Kyle Lowry, this is a surprisingly close game. I would have had the Heat by, like, 35 or so, you know. So I guess we got to wait.
Goes to show Joel Embiid as MVP was a flimsy case, right, fellas? Obviously not the most valuable if they can play a second round series without him and basically be even with the number one seed.
Yeah, after two and a I think we're ready to say that Joel Embiid's MVP.
No, they're actually down five. They're down five, so actually Joel Embiid should be the MVP.
Okay, could you not
point
in my
if they had him. Right,
64-61 and it's they stopped running consistently. It's kind of a glitchy run. I don't agree to do that at the same time.
They're down three, so with Embiid, they'd be up three, so he's worth.
They're still down three on my end, but now I know they score here, so I got to wait. I hate when someone gives away with, like, all right, was it the PJ Tucker drive? It was the PJ Tucker drive. All right, so now it's 61-66. Now I got to wait and see who scores here.
Man, I'm gonna love the Heat Bucks series next. I really am. It's gonna be a fun one. It's just we've just had some good series against them.
Are really all in on like game one. That's it. Like you guys are winning that series handily.
It's a caricature I'm playing right now. I definitely don't actually believe it, but now I'm just saying it, so it's cool. Like now it's on air, so it'll come back to bite me. But it's fun to be cocky about that kind of stuff. So I'm down with it.
It's how I feel about the Warriors. Honestly, that series is over.
Yeah, we've got a fandom battle going on there.
We got a real bet for a cat. We agreed.
Can I be
shaking the chat?
Not for the cat. To see cat. And as I'm at a Wolves game, but can I be honest? Is this? Are we in the?
Honestly,
are we in
zone,
the circle?
The triangle.
The circle of trust.
Mine was a little harsherist.
The triangle of truth.
Yeah, the triangle of truth is a more direct and harsh shape. Circles.
Are we in that though? Can I be honest?
Yep, we're in the truth right. Circle.
I can't confirm it, but it's fine.
Okay. That's fine. I was looking at the box score. Busy. No, that's not even the part. So I was busy yesterday when the Warriors and the Grizzlies were playing. I was looking at the box score, and every time the Warriors, something good would happen for the Warriors, I'd feel good. And then every time something good would happen for the Grizzlies, I'd be like, ah.
Wait, really? No.
So what do I do? What do I do? I'm being honest. I'm being honest here.
You owe us all something. That's obvious.
I have like actual money. Like, I don't know how much a Wolves ticket's going to cost next year, but I have actual money on the Grizzlies, but I still just kind of want them to lose. So. Whoops.
Wait, so what is it about the Grizzlies, or is it just that you're pro Warriors? Right
I now? Think I'm just trained. Well, I've always been a Steph guy, but I've been rooting against the Warriors. Yeah, Jesse has too.
The Wolves. Nope.
There we go. Yeah, you got it. I've been rooting against the Grizzlies for 2 weeks, and it's been, you know, it's kind of ingrained in me. I've seen some frustrating moments. I've seen Ja do the gritty on the logo, which I'm fine with, to be clear. I'm not one of those people, you know, like the Celtics fans are still mad at Kyrie for doing whatever he did on their logo. Yeah. I'm fine with it, but at the same time, like, kind of just want the Warriors to win. So
yeah,
I also have a future on the Grizzlies to win championships. So I don't know what's going on.
Your brain is all over the place right
now.
I
don't know what's going on.
How do you feel about Ja's dad becoming like the overnight sensation? How are we feeling about
T. Morant?
Morant.
I like dads supporting their sons. I think that's good. He does seem like he really enjoys the attention.
So much.
Like, well, whatever.
If I'm being honest, if my son ever goes to be an NBA player, I'm going to be the most obnoxious dad. I'm just going to be. Like, it's going to be over the top crazy. Right. He's ever really
good. So I guess I'm pro T.
But if anything happens, so pro T. Hi,
pro T. Yep. Anyway, Jesse, what do you think about? You think the series is over already?
Yeah, I actually care about my fandom, so I watched it, and I don't know. Like, it felt like everything that could go the Grizzlies' way in a game outside of like Steph, you know, tearing his leg, which knocked on some wood. Ooh, I think it's yikes. Like this is like the fake wood, but I mean, like,
so he tears his fake leg. I see.
Everything that's like about a normal game, I should say, that could happened. Like, I mean, you got half a Draymond Green, you had Clay not really play any of the second quarter, like near the end of the game, Clay and Steph missed, I think it was 4 in a row. And, like, I just feel like that's not going to happen that often. Like, they connected on the 5th. I think it was Clay connected on the 5th. But it was, like, they were just, like, all alone, top of the key, because they had done a bunch of great, like, dribble drive and got the Grizzlies all over the place and then got to either Clay or Steph all alone, and they missed the 3. And I was like, okay, so, like, the Grizz are probably going to win this one because, like, they're just missing wide-open shots. Like, they're playing really great. They're getting the switches that they want. They're getting the looks that they want. It's not hitting tonight. And then they still won. And I was like, oh, golly, I don't know what – and Kyrie, where he's like, don't overreact to game one, right? Like you're feeling each other out, 6-game series, 7-game series. So I really appreciated that point by him. However, like,
also,
I just don't
–
but also, it felt like a game that completely went the Grizzlies' way at home – and they didn't win it. So I just don't.
Some weird calls, too. Some really weird calls with, like, they called the jump ball on one that straight up.
Don't they just review that all the time? I don't really understand.
I do not get why they didn't jump ball.
In the NFL, within 2 minutes, it's like an automatic review. But in the NBA, that's not the case. And I is it even that they can't challenge? They're like, how does it be?
It feels like it's. No, why do they then in the NBA have all those, like, and under 2 minutes, the players are sitting there spinning their fingers around saying, review it, review it, review it. That's right. They're not challenging that.
Yeah. No, I have no idea why they, because that was like a minute 26 left. I really didn't get why they were like, well, no way for us to see. So
to be clear, it was like 20 seconds left. There was not even a minute.
You're
it was
right.
Under, it
you're
was
right.
Like 20 seconds. Like, it was so close to the end of the game and it mattered so much. And they're like, ah, jump it up. Like, wait, what? Why are we doing this right now? It was a very odd decision, but
yeah,
that was a crazy fun game. But I'm kind of decided. I kind of feel the same as Jesse that I don't think most of the games are this one was. There it was just a whole checklist of things that went kind of the Grizzlies' way to keep this one super close. I hope they're entertaining, but I don't think it'll feel like this for the whole series.
I don't know. Like, what's the switch that can do? Like, we'll play a lot more Steven Adams. Like, no offense, Steven Adams. I just don't know. All right, well, I just solved it myself. Shoot, no one – make sure the Grizzlies don't get this podcast.
Bane can make – I mean, what did he want, like 2 for 12?
Bane had a bad game.
He's awesome. But Jaren Jackson made all his shots.
Had an insane game.
He was like, Josh,
so that could be
when you were saying the Al Horford thing where he just let him shoot, like, I almost would – like, I think that's a good strategy on Jaren Jackson. Like, he's not a high enough level shooter that you should, like, rush out to contest everything. And so, like, the fact that he was just hitting everything, you know, like, Bane was super hot against the Wolves. And I assume that he's going to, you know, do better. But, yeah, it's I don't know. I don't think this is going to be that close of a series either, honestly. So Whoops.
Well, you're rooting for the Warriors, so I mean, we can't take anything you say anymore. That's
I'll root for the Grizzlies if you got. I mean, it sounds like you guys are shaming me into it, and I probably should anyway. So
I to be clear, I'm shaming you into not watching.
No, you're shaming me. No,
I shamed you for not. I didn't shame you for expressing your feelings to us. That's totally fair,
no,
man.
No, that's fine. Your feelings are valid, but they're also wrong. I just want to be clear about that.
Well, that's what I do every day.
Can you say
that?
Can you say your feelings are valid and wrong? Are those okay?
Yeah,
they're not. They're mutually exclusive. Yeah, I can understand that you are feeling those feelings, and also those feelings are incorrect. Yes, both things are true.
It's not. It's not okay that you're feeling them.
The fact that you are happily married, and this is shocking.
Honey,
Sadie,
conversations.
I hear what you were saying. I get it. Valid. You're totally in the wrong, though. Completely 100% in the wrong on this one.
So I have to talk about the NFL draft because you brought brought the Jets thing. Kai brought the Jets thing. I mean, this is insane. This is so much fun. The only time I've ever been interested in the NFL draft, obviously, because the Packers were always picking like 26 or 23, and it was just some random outside linebacker I'd never heard of. Like, cool. But now, 2 years in a row, the Jets are like at the top of the draft, and now multiple top 10 picks this year. Four picks in the top 36. I mean, just insane amount of talent. And I'm just pumped. I'm pumped as a Jets fan. The whole New York thing has backfired on you guys. I'll just say it. The only team I care about is the Jets, and it's super fun. It's super fun for me. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. I mean, you have another team that also did some stuff, but I guess that's okay.
I mean, the Giants, I've given up on the Giants. The Giants are the worst. New Yorkers, true
that's
New Yorkers.
That's all I needed.
As I've figured out based on following New York Twitter, true New Yorkers have their one team per sport. You're a Giants. Okay. Well, normally it's Giants Knicks. But for me, it's going to be Jets Knicks, and that's going to be, I'm just going to forget the Giants exist. I'll follow because I'm obligated to, but I'm not going to care. I'm just not going to do it. Because the Giants, I don't like them very much.
I'm glad we're being honest on this, but I'm glad we're in the truth triangle.
Yeah. The truth triangle feels so safe. I'll be honest with you.
It does.
The thing I was about drive home today, because I think about the Jets on my drive home. This is how
you're like, you had a brief fleeting thought about your pregnant wife, and then you're like,
yes,
but also the Jets.
I try every once in a while, but also I'm not the one with the baby. So like, what do you want from me? Okay.
Right. What am I supposed to do here? This is your job.
I can't help. I'm just driving. So I've never been, I'm not really a jerk in real life. This is a weird persona I'm doing right now.
No one's listening anymore. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, for sure. The truth triangle has scared everyone away. They don't want the truth. Never been in my life, following a team that has rebuilded successfully from bare bones. You know what I mean? Like, either the teams like the Bucks, which are middling, just kind of mid-level, whatever, and then all of a sudden we're great because we had one great player. Or the Packers have been good the whole time. Or the Brewers are kind of competitive sometimes, but are never like bottom out. Yeah, the Jets like really bottomed out. And now I don't know. It feels like they're doing all the right things. Like people are saying they're doing the right things, but I've never seen it to be like, oh, yes, this feels just like when this happened. Like, I have no clue if they're doing the right stuff, but everyone says it's good and it feels good. So I'm just going to go with it. Right. That seems reasonable.
Yeah. I've been a fan of a lot of teams that are rebuilding. and I can tell you that sometimes that's true. And then sometimes you win the draft, you get like an A grade on the draft every year. And then you're just bad every year. So
yeah, I read, wasn't it the Jets guy who was saying, he's like, I think we got a D grade the year that we drafted. He was in Seattle.
The Seahawks did it. Yeah.
Yeah. They got a D grade and they drafted like 2/3 of the Legion of Boom or whatever. And I don't know. I love too how every article is like so open and I read them all and it's like, why do we make these draft grade articles? Because they are nonsense, but you read them. And I'm like, they are nonsense, and I do read them. This is great. We're through.
Right up my alley, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I just want you to, like, what is probably 30,000, like, human hours of scouting into, like, 5 sentences and just tell me how we did. You know? That's what I'm looking for here.
Did I do good? Yes or no? No? Yeah. Ah, well. You're wrong. That's
no, I was saying this out. Like, I do like the NFL draft, but like nothing makes me realize how truly little I know about football like the NFL draft does. You know, like I'm just watching. It's like, oh, we didn't think do the zone drop scheme that they ran when he was a three-time linebacker at Boise. Like, I don't know any of this. Like, I guess the best I can do is give me some skill position rankings and I can have a thought about whether or not he's fast or big, you know, and like, that's it. That's where I go.
Nice.
And
that is true. That's really true. Yeah. That's kind of why I like what the Jets are, because I mean, they've had 7 picks in the top 40 in the last 2 years. And it's just like all the guys, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, that sounds great. Like, I know this guy. Apparently he's really good. Cool.
I was like, they crushed the draft. And I'm like, round 1, ILB. Round 2, D tackle. Round 3, corner. And I'm like, all right, cool. I can't believe they got that, you know, guard tackle combo out of Ole Miss in the 3rd round. He was projected in the 2nd. Like,
well, Jesse, I feel like you're being too humble, though. I feel like really what it is like, it has nothing to do with like your knowledge of football, and it's literally just like all the analysis that all the guys do and all the whatever is just like worthless. Like, that's really what it is. It's like the draft grades are like, how did their draft stack up to my board? Like, that's all it is.
Yeah,
that's
the whole thing.
Nope.
Hello. Cool.
Oh,
awesome.
Okay.
Jesse, you're muted. That's fine. But I agree. And everyone had the Jets board going really well. So that's awesome. And that makes me feel right. happy.
So all the nerds who like just slave over film and stuff, like they're the ones, they know. That's why they work for front offices.
So I get paid so much money to do this. Jets have done 2 things, which is really fun, the last 2 years. Last year, they traded up. I had 2 players we knew we needed. We were going to get a quarterback. I was hoping it was going to be Justin Fields. We got Zach Wilson. That's fine.
Yep.
And then I wanted Elijah Vera Tucker, the guard.
They traded with the Vikings.
Yes. And then this year, I wanted Sauce Gardner, the cornerback, who fell to 4.
Sweet.
I knew I wanted a receiver, and we got who I think was the best one at 10. And then we traded back up again to get – an edge rusher who is, for a lot of people, projected in the top 10 at number 26. I mean, I don't know.
And this is fun. You got future Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor at number 36.
Obviously, yes.
So it's big time,
right.
Yeah.
That's Breece Hall. So the thing that's been fun is the Jets were kind of the Oklahoma City Thunder of the NFL for a little while. They were just getting like 3rd and 2nd and 1st round picks from people. And now they're doing the thing where they're like, here, take one of our extra 3rds. We're going to move up so we can get the guy we want. You know, it's like a fun place to be. And it's more fun when you're not an NBA team and have to field like 53 players. When you're an NBA team, it's a lot less fun because you only get like 16 spots. But the Jets are doing the thing. And I predicted they're going to make the playoffs in the chat. I'll say it on the pod too. I think the Jets make the playoffs this year. I think our skill weapons, you ready for this, Ice? Skill weapons. I mean, who stops this offense? Breece Hall.
Yeah,
Elijah Moore. Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis. Who stops that offense? Zach Wilson.
Oh man!
I mean, come on! What a
skill. Tyler Conklin. I'm pretty sure. I think.
No, CJ Uzama.
And Tyler Conklin. I'm also pretty sure.
Who stops this offense? Yeah. Mike LaFleur.
Those are
Matt.
All the big names. All the big names.
I mean, man, this is exciting stuff for being the Jets. So I didn't watch any of the draft because I think the spectacle of it's ridiculous. But I followed the picks and that was incredible. It is ridiculous, though, right? It's like,
oh yeah, oh yeah. There's nothing to watch. You're not watching anything. Like the thing about like people like to watch NBA games. But part of it is like the drama of it. Like what happens if the Warriors go up 1-0 and they take home court, right? Like finding that result is interesting, but the actual game is fun to watch. You know what I mean? The draft is not fun to watch. You just watch Mel Kiper say the same thing over and over again. It's awful.
Fun of it. You're like, oh, look what fun facts they're gonna have for this random offensive tackle. Oh, he likes to tap dance.
And then there's like those couple of years where it's like everyone's dad was murdered when they were 16. And it's like I don't want that either.
Yeah, so yeah. It's nothing to watch. It's an awful event. And it's also, I don't know, our draft's weird. Is the draft as a concept a weird thing? Jesse, you can chime in on this. This is right up your alley. Is the fact that we do drafts a weird thing? Does it make you feel uneasy or not really? To me, something about it feels like I can't like put my finger on it.
I think the weird thing is the idea of like the rights to a human. I think
Yep, there we go. That yep.
But
there,
that's not that's the draft. That's just like all of it, you know.
But like that's not
that's life. That's life.
But like that's not how it works in other careers. I wasn't drafted to go work for like, you know, the Wausau Middle School. I gotta pick that, right?
So Josh works at the high school, but it's not in Wausau.
Okay, I was saying something. Just to be clear, I was saying something for about 5 minutes, but my audio wasn't working, and so finally in the background I was yelling, "Can you even hear me?" And
hey, Jesse, where'd you go?
I hate you. I wanted to say one thing. The reason I left is because we were talking about how none of it matters. It was funny.
It's true.
The first two I posted in the chat, the first two F grades that I read, same number 22 overall that the Packers got. The first one, opening sentence, what a phenomenal pick. Game-changing player that shouldn't have been here this late. Draft number two, honestly a disaster pick. Don't know why they picked him here. I was just like, like, one of them gave it an A-, the other one gave it a D+. And I was like, all right, so like, it's all just made up, you know? Like, and when Josh,
nice solid C.
When you were saying like, oh, like the Jets got a guy at 26 who we thought was going to be the top 10, I do honestly, like I would love to have like the other, like all the GMs come out afterwards and give like an honest, like this draft went horrible for us. You know, like, is anyone saying that? I feel like everybody, because they have their own rankings. Everyone's like, you know, it wasn't perfect, but I think we really did great.
It's like,
you
Kai, know, it's Kai. I hope Kai listens to this. He probably won't make it that far, but that's always how his draft is afterwards. He's like, oh my God, my fantasy team's so bad this year. I did this and this. And I just wanted this guy, afterwards. But he got stolen. Yeah. Right.
It's
before
like, oh,
me.
We really wanted this guy. And the next guy we ended up drafting was a full tier below. We understand. That okay, yeah. We saw that coming in.
He's
but
much
we had to
worse.
Pick somebody, what do you want? You want us to not make a pick? We're gonna make a pick. Okay.
I'm gonna be honest, I was a little drunk and I didn't realize that they could pick him there. I thought that they were set at that position and they weren't, and that's my bad.
I should have called him. Well, you know what's crazy? So, this is an insider story because I really am all in on the Jets fandom. So, Joe Douglas, Joey Douglas, GM
Joey
of the Jets,
D. Joey D.
Every pick after pick 15, he called every team to try to trade up to their spot so he could get the guy that ended up drafting at 26.
Jermaine Johnson.
Yep, so every pick, 15, 16, 17, he's calling every team as they're on the clock to try to trade up. And the first
That's
the
lucky,
pick.
Then. Very that lucky was, for him.
How insane is that? That's insane. He was ready to trade up to 15, and he ended up trading up to 26 with an extra third and a fourth.
That's crazy.
Wow, he must offer worse trades than I do if he had to call 13 teams before one person accepted.
Hey, they're afraid of being swindled. Look at the Seahawks right now. Seahawks get two firsts for Jamal Adams. The Panthers give a third for Sam Darnold. What a disaster that was. I mean, everyone's scared of Joe Douglas out here getting swindled.
The Vikings gave a fourth for Chris Herndon last year, just so you know. I don't know if you realize that. So that was kind of fun, too. You don't even know
really?
Chris. Do you know who Chris Herndon is?
Yeah, of course I know who Chris Herndon is. He promises, but he never
yeah. Yeah, we gave a fourth for him. So
Douglas is insane. He's so good. Yeah. Douglas. And then they show the draft room videos, and those are just the most fun because nobody's gonna be like booing in the draft room when they pick after their pick.
Yeah, they're
like,
excited.
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, we did it, like hugging people. It's so cute. And they're calling the guys.
I want that more. I want there to be a pick and just like silence in the room. I was like, yeah, like
no.
You guys are up. You got 30 seconds. Fine. Just, I don't know. Who's the top tight end left? We need a tight end, right? Our guy sucks
that
right now.
Fun, yeah.
Tight end win chairs. That's us. We're talking about tight end win
chairs. Tight end win chairs.
That is us. We
yeah.
invented that.
But that would be way better for me. I want just like pure, like, I want to know exactly everyone's feeling. He's like, do you think there are drafts where GMs are like, this is just bad? Because no, right?
Probably.
Like every...
Yeah, the board falls a certain way, and
I
you're
think,
like,
I think
oh,
it's
no,
all
I
it's all relative, right? Maybe it's less good than it could have been.
Yeah.
Netflix, I don't think anyone's like, man, that was the worst. I think they all have feel like some part of their rankings worked out.
Yeah, all right. That's what I was thinking too. Like, I feel like no one leaves the draft and was just like, that was a disaster. Like, I didn't know 2/3 of the names that I said.
How did I trade away all of our pick? How did I trade away our first three rounds? I don't understand how that happened.
I've never heard of any of these guys. I only looked up like the guys who were mocked in our area, and they were
so
all
just
gone.
Just to be clear, you want us to draft our fifth center? Oh God! Oh no!
Yeah, the league office is calling you, like Roger Goodell's like, all right, so this is getting a little weird. I just wanted to be clear.
I'm just double checking this pick right now. Did you guys actually see, like, side note? I think it was the Angels who had in their like 13 rounds of the MLB draft, they only drafted pitchers last year.
No,
just
way.
13 pitchers. That's it. That's all
the
they
meta,
did.
Right? That's
yeah,
the
it's
meta.
Kind of.
You draft only catchers. That's the meta. Catchers are the
okay.
real win. Yeah, catchers are the real win.
Catcher win shares. We came up with
pitchers were like 5 years ago. Now it's all about the catchers. Can you frame a fastball? You have 30 of them. They rotate like pitchers every inning.
I really hope someone made it through the first 50 minutes to this part. This part's good.
Yeah.
This part's
good. Yeah,
is it though? It's not great.
Is it better? Is it better?
It's better. No, it's definitely better.
Comparatively,
we don't have.
As I'm trying to talk about the Bucks, it's so loud.
Jesse really hates the Bucks.
Like, the whole time.
Like, at one point, I did notice that like it was slightly windy, and Josh kept like kind of stop talking when it got a little windy.
I
couldn't
hear
myself.
That was so loud.
All right, so well, the other thing about the headset that I'm wearing right now that's plugged in, it's a lot worse than it was at the start of all this. Like about 2 years ago, it periodically switches which of the only will only play sound out of one headphone, but it will like rotate back and forth from being the right one to the left one one. So they both work.
Stereo sound, yeah.
Yeah,
what's it called? We should advertise. It. We should
work.
Try to get an advertisement in for them. Because mine's great. I don't know what mine's called. It's like a gamer headset. It's red
and
it lights
too.
Up.
It's a blue one. Oh, yours lights up? That's sick.
Mine lights
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Well, I remember cool. pages of yours. Mine's Razer, R-A-Z-E-R. Okay. So
ooh.
If you want
Razer
live.
With an E? How do you spell Razer? Not with an E.
With an O, usually, yeah. Wordle, shout out.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I played 117 Wordles so far.
Should
I'm proud of that number.
Away for today. What was the Wordle?
I never remember what the Wordle is after
neither,
I've done it.
Actually,
because I got 117. So I don't... Also, so Annie and I have started Wordle, which is like a geography version of it. I have never, like, every time I get it, I'm always like, yeah, I got it in three. She goes, that's so awesome. I got it in two. Every single time. So then today, I was so happy. I got it in two. And I was like, beat that, fool. And then she screenshotted me that she got it on her first guess. And that was unfortunate. That was my one chance. She just, you get a picture of it. So she just knew oh, that's this country. And I was just like, well, so yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, you know, that's life.
So should we make predictions about the NBA now that we've talked about the NFL for a while? Should we actually predict second round series since we're not going to talk about them for a while?
Yeah, I'll say Malik Willis is going to go 42 overall to the Steelers.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Pirates.
For those who didn't see the mock draft that I posted in the chat, which I think is nobody because I don't post it anymore.
Yeah, we didn't tweet it out or anything.
Player going twice in the top 20. And,
that's it. That's
the
true.
Jets
top 10 even.
Receivers, which is good. So,
yeah. I think I had him getting Wilson, though, because I put Wilson twice.
Yep. You put Wilson in the bottom and the top, and you had him getting London, too. So.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been a great draft for you guys.
Wow. Well, from my perspective, maybe I should do draft grades. Honestly, field position. Don't really know what they were doing this draft. Didn't get a single running back. Kind of seems like just awful. Who spends a top five pick on a guy over 250 pounds? Idiots. That's who.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I think that's fair.
So I'm going to predict Heat in six over the Sixers in the East. And Bucks now I'm saying in six over the Bucks and four. Who am I kidding? Bucks and four over the Celtics. Let's just dig into it. Heat in six, Bucks in four, Warriors in five, and Suns in seven. Suns in seven.
I don't think that one's as to me. That one seems pretty easy. I don't believe the Mavs.
I'll go Suns in.
Luka's so cool. Like Luka's the best.
No, I'll go Suns in four. I'll go Celtics in six. Woo. I'll go Warriors in six so I don't have to buy a ticket or whatever. and then, do we have to predict the other one? Do we care about
Miami
that one?
Philly?
I'm not predicting that one. I don't
care
about
that one. It matters for the Bucks, just to be clear.
No, I don't care about it at all.
Okay, doesn't care. Suns in four. Do we have another fight during the game one tonight where the Suns in four guy comes out? Remember that from last year? That feels like 16
years
ago. He was just pummeling a guy, just like beating the crap out. Way like we incited that violence way too much, and then it's like Sunset 4, and then it happened, and that guy was like a celebrity, even though he just beat the crap out of somebody.
Even though he was not a good guy, they actually had him on Part of My Take. I don't know if you knew that, but no. he was not likable in any way.
Imagine that guy,
which is not surprising.
A fan in the stands isn't a good guy.
It was not surprising.
At the end of that interview, so it turns out the guy who just beats up other humans in the middle of a basketball game wasn't super great.
What a moment, like in terms of culture, like
it was fun.
Poor culture, that was, I mean, it was cool. It was fun. But don't beat up other people, don't do that. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous.
Nope. I'll go Philly's gonna lose. Ha, gotcha. They're gonna lose in five, honestly. Ooh, I think the Heat are very good. I'll go Heat in five. I will go Celtics in seven. I think they will adjust. I think that they will turn it around. You're welcome. That's just to make sure the Bucks move on. then I think like Suns Mavs will be close in terms of the games, but not in terms of the series. I think it'll be Suns in five. And then Warriors in five. Everyone's going to end on game five. Other questions?
That'll be the first time it
happened. I got there and then I realized what I was saying. And so 5-5, 5-5. Other questions? 20 games. I hope you enjoy the 20 games when they come at you.
A cool, clean 20 pack. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. Let's get on to the conference finals. I'm excited for Warriors, Suns. I think that'll be a great series. I'm not excited for Heat Bucks. I don't think it's going to be very fun to watch, but what are you going to do?
Cool.
Well, I think this was great. So I'm gonna post this one as apparently you should start listening at minute what 76? What minute?
Yeah,
should
the, whatever is like the what? Is, what are we at right now?
Is there a way to listen to it in reverse? Ooh. Because that would like we kind of got better as we went. So if you could find a way to listen to it backwards, stop when you're uninterested.
Is that what you want? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then you can stop when you're like this isn't very enjoyable, and you won't get to the much worse parts. The issue is most people would probably stop within about 3 minutes there, but that's
I think
fine.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us, everybody, for who made it this far. We're definitely just talking to ourselves, and that's cool. We understand.
There's no one. There is absolutely no one who made it this far.
Hey, tweet at us if you make it this far, right? Is that what we always say? And no one ever tweets.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Hey, Mansky, when Scotty you get to this point, send some kind of gif of – no, I'm going to make it a specific gif, so it's not just a random one. I want to see one of the Muppets characters – eating Twizzlers. That's what I want to see.
I don't think that exists. What does he do if it doesn't exist?
Then he obviously didn't listen.
Not only did he make it this far, but now we have made it impossible for him to acknowledge that he's made it this far.
All right, so Dad, if you're still here, text me.
Shoot me a picture of a paper from the 1960s, preferably the New York Times.
April 22nd. 1972.
Start backwards, work forwards. Fun.
All right. Well, fellas, we'll see you in a couple weeks, huh? We'll talk about more things.
Sounds good.